OSHA is not even set up to enforce this. This is all a play to scare people and use fear to get them to go get the jabs. That's all it is. And this is definitely a highlight and exercise in the fact that your government is way fucking out of control. It's for the folks out there saying, well, we need to rein these guys in. No, we don't. It's not possible. It's fucking over. It's over. You need to reinvent the whole thing. And a number of different ways to do it. Time will tell which way it goes. You can't rein these people in. They have too much power. They locked you up in your fucking house for a year. Plus, all around the world, this is playing out globally. And nobody said a goddamn thing about it in power. They're all in on it. Plain and simple. Regardless of research, regardless of data on masks, on vaccines, on the jabs, on the sick, doesn't matter. Facts, they're impervious to facts because they're working off a script. Plain and simple. Look no further than the next story. I need a drink. I'm going to change songs or stay with this one. Let's see. I don't know. Fuck it. We'll change it. I don't like that song. All right. Maybe some government mule. That seems appropriate. Helter Skelter. I like that. Government data shows vaccine-free are less likely to get COVID. Not the U.S. government. Not the U.S. government's data. Hold on, we got a hot text coming in here. I have to check these. I'm sorry. They come in this hour than I usually come in from the West Coast. I'll read that later. I have to check it. Sometimes you get real interesting things breaking. This is data released by the Scottish government. Same vaccines. It obviously works differently on Scottish human beings than American human beings. Data released by the Scottish government show people who have been vaccinated with two or three doses of COVID-19 mRNA vaccines are more likely to become infected, be hospitalized, or die than people who are unvaccinated. I told you. There would come a point where they couldn't keep a lid on this, and we are at that point. We're past the point. Public Health Scotland data from the past 4 weeks showed a rate of infection of 866 per 100,000 people for the double vaccinated and 481 per 100,000 for the boosted or triple vaccinated. The unvaccinated rate of infection was lower than both, 413 per 100,000. Oh, natural immunity, herd immunity. Remember that? We need to get the herd immunity. Natural immunity. I got natural immunity. Fuck you. Get the jabs. What? You said natural immunity is good. Oh, yeah, but vaccine sales are down. You need to get the jab to be safe. Oh, I do? Fuck you. The death rate of those who have had two shots is about 12 per 100,000, which is more than 50% higher than the rate for the unvaccinated. Earlier this month, the European Union's top health agency warned that getting boosted every 4 months could harm the immune system's ability to fight off the disease. Really?
Wow, science.
The European Medicines Agency advised countries instead to mirror the seasonal influenza vaccination strategy tied to the onset of the cold season. Yes, folks, we should use the flu shot that has less than a 39%, 36% efficacy. Let's go back to that. Well, that's actually an improvement over these fake vaccines. There you go. Of course, we talked about similar figures from Alberta just yesterday that back up exactly what we're saying about hospitalizations, who's in the hospital, who's showing infections. It's not the the unvaccinated. But don't worry. All-time high deaths. They hit all-time high rates in Israel and Britain after launching their mass vaccination campaigns. And now the dopes in Israel are lining people. They want to line people up for even another jab. Where is this from? I have to check out where this is from. Some of these things seem very sketchy. We've talked about data from the UK on Hotwire and on the regular show too. The UK can't hide it anymore, so they're not trying to hide it. Of course, Fauci and Walensky and the FDA, they're hiding it. And the Biden administration, fuck yeah, they're hiding it. They don't want you to know how many fully vaccinated people make up the hospitalizations, how many fully vaccinated people were dropping from fucking heart attacks, how many fully vaccinated people have been diagnosed with cancer and other ailments. Oh, fuck the Omicron variant. Fuck that. That's small ball. You think that dominates Western nations? No. What is going on out here is overall death from vaccines. And we talk about the cure is the culprit. The cure is the killer. That's the whole fucking point. The psyop with so-called viruses that haven't even been proven, in my book, the way they've been pitched and hyped. That was the psyop to get you to take the cure, which is the killer. Do you understand? This is how an operation works. Plain and simple. And the Israeli expert panel now is now supporting a fourth vaccine dose for all adults. They don't have enough deaths there, apparently. Not enough dead people in Israel and sick people. We need more. We need more. Editors have written a note. I'm sure the fourth jab will work, even though the previous three didn't.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Apparently why you're here is to die or get sick. And of course, it's an expert panel in Israel, the Israeli Health Ministry. They recommend administering a fourth dose of Pfizer BioNTech vaccine to Israelis age 18 and above. Because it offers more protection. Okay, how? Where? Where's the data? Oh, you want data and stats and facts? Well, we'll get those to you. And what did the FDA say? They want to keep this stuff locked up until 2097? Oh, they'll get it to you. Yeah. 30 years after you're dead, 50, 60 years after you're dead. I wouldn't believe a fucking word these people in Israel say. Not a word. They've been wrong about everything. Every step along the way, they've been wrong. And they contradict themselves. They come out and they say these things, and then another research group from Israel comes out and says, hey, these things are pretty dangerous. What the fuck is the matter with all you people? Get your shit straight. You know, this sounds like a job for the Holocaust Museum. They should take a closer look at this and get involved. They've already introduced in Israel a fourth jab to folks over 60s, and their 60s are over, and it's been a fucking disaster. So let's target more people. I mean, this is insane. Do you understand what's going on here? It's just a big club, and they're just pimping vaccines non-fucking-stop. I think I smell a rat, little white stripes. Israel rolls out the most aggressive vaccination program in the world. And now it's become the leading country in the world for daily infection rate. Congratulations. I mean, talk about doubling and tripling and quadrupling down on stupidity and failure. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. These are the chosen medical professionals and experts leading you to the promised land. Literally, you'll be dead. That kind of promised land. Fuck out of here. Over the past 2 weeks, almost 1 million Israelis out of a population of 9.3 million have tested positive. A total of 125 Israelis died from coronavirus over the past week. Brings the death toll headed to 8,500. I'm sure that's underreported as well. In a country, a population of 9.3 million, 900,000 plus are sick. You don't have to be a genius to figure that out. 10% of the entire country is fucking sick. Crazy. It's crazy. Literally is. And they keep pushing the serum. They're selling. They're nothing more than whores and pimps for Big Pharma to break the news to you. Australian authorities say draconian vaccine passports could last for years. Well, that's the whole fucking point. If you let it last for years. Rat-a-tat, Fallout Boy. There's going to be a lot of Fallout Boy in these countries if these tyrants keep pushing, I'll tell you that. And, of course, the authorities in Western Australia say their draconian new vaccine passport scheme, which bars the unvaccinated from most public places, is likely to be in place for years. And what are you still doing there? Get the fuck out. Pretty fucking basic. I don't want to leave. This is my home. Not anymore, unless you want your home to be a cage. You can always hitch a ride in a cardboard crate with the monkeys. You'd be better off strewn all over a highway and living under the boots of these fucking jackbooted thugs. If you can't fix it, right? Just leave. Get the fuck out. Or don't listen. Don't have to listen. You know, these tyrants saying this and then them enforcing it are two different things. They love coming up with schemes. They're not so good at carrying them out. Because all they do, most of these guys, their entire careers, academic, etc., they just sit around and brainstorm. They really don't know how to do any of these things, how to implement them, how to build them. They just run their fucking mouths. So perhaps you can just opt out. Somebody said to me the other day, "You're not wearing a mask." I said, "Yeah, I opted out." What? Seems to be problems in a hardware store. They're very militant. I don't know. I said, "Yeah, I opted out on the website." "You can do that?" I said, "Yeah, I got approved and everything. I got my opt-out card." "Where at?" I said, "You just put it in the search engine, though. You're fine." That's how I did. "Oh, that. Wow." See what I mean? There you go. Problem solved. You're dealing with idiots. You can throw them anything. They'll believe anything. They believe these criminals. Just throw them something like that. Twist their head up in a pretzel. Well, let me see the card. What would you say then? Oh, yeah, they're going to fax it to me. I just put in a new roll of thermal paper. There's a story on here, folks. And we've talked about this before. These kids are so anxious and depressed, they can't do anything for themselves. You have grade school teachers reporting, and this is on pain.tv, you can read it. I think they're talking about anxiety and depression. I think I'll end up there with them if I tackle this story. This is a recurring theme on here. And some of the times we are redundant because we're so far out ahead of things. I'm not just bragging. It's just the way it is. That we have to circle back and talk about these things. But grade school kids and kids throughout the educational system, college, even college, are fucked up. What they've done to kids. And we had this on the other night. Had a student from the UK who broke down in tears and said they have ruined her life. It'll never be the same. They've sabotaged her fucking entire existence. Well, she was older. And so we take a glimpse here, a window into grade school, and we're finding the exact same parallel issues. But you folks out there, you keep listening to Fauci and everybody else, and they're gonna take you to the promised land. Literally. Heaven or hell. That kind of promised land, like I said. Little rat race from the specials. That's worth reading. But you understand the premise because we've tackled it so many times. But these kids are fucked up. And now teachers that are worth their weight in gold to come out and say this. Most teachers say, I don't want to teach. I want time off. Get the union meeting. This is send those kids home. And the good teachers are saying, hey, wait a minute. These kids are fucked up. Maybe we should keep them in school and help them.
Help them? I have to work 9 months a year as it is. Who the hell do these kids think they are? And their parents. My God, you try dealing with the parents. I mean, these people.
Thank God you went to school to be a teacher. Thank God you majored in elementary education between getting your stomach pumped for alcohol abuse, you fucking rummies. Have you noticed? The folks you went to school with who were teachers were the biggest fucking lushes on campus. You see these broads dragging themselves home from the boys' dorms with one shoe. What? Long night, huh? Yeah, she's teaching your kid now. Hey, somebody's got to say it. We didn't have backpacks back then. You could have carried an extra pair of shoes in the backpack. Well, I think we've hit our peak here, and then some additional stories on pain.tv you're free to check out. I have to read this one because it's completely off the fucking charts, and it's a real indictment of what we're seeing these days. There's one story. The headline is, How Workless Men Are Driving America's Labor Crisis. Yeah. And more interesting stories, How Ballless Men Are Fucking Up America. That would be a better story. You can read that one. You can listen to that theme every night on here. But this one, When Setting Someone on Fire is Considered a Low-Level Crime. So what would you define as nonviolent low-level crime eligible for cheap bond? How about setting a pregnant woman on fire and breaking out of jail on $5,000 bond? D, Devon Marsh, 42, had a two-decade violent criminal record under his belt when he allegedly poured lighter fluid on his girlfriend and his child and set her on fire in Malcolm, Michigan. The victim was 27 weeks pregnant with his twins. You know, there's been a lot of chatter about prenatal care, whether it's under a doctor or a natural. You get the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting. That's a famous book. I remember we got that a couple of times, and it's updated. It's a fantastic book. I haven't seen the book, What to Expect When You're Expecting, and You're Doused in Fucking Flames Like a Buddhist Monk. I haven't seen that fucking book on the shelves. I don't know. Maybe you have. Victim was 27 weeks pregnant with twins and remains in the hospital in critical condition with burns on more than 60% of her body. Police say the victim was being held against her will and tortured. Well, that's surprising. They weren't even married yet. A total list of charges against Marsh Friday includes attempted murder, assault and battery of a pregnant individual, domestic violence, assault with intent to do great bodily harm. I'd say burning somebody falls into that category. Delivery, manufacturing of controlled substances, felony possession, felonious assault, and felony firearm. No one would expect someone like this to be held without bail. I mean, look what they're doing to these poor bastards from the January 6th fiasco. Jesus. They're in D.C. jails, federal prison with no bail for a fucking trespassing charge. And some of them weren't even in the building. And no criminal history. But this fucking maniac alleged his bond set at $50,000. You only got to put up 10% of your bond. So $5,000 cash deposit, and he's back on the street. Back on the fucking street. Fuck out of here. According to the Michigan Department of Corrections, he has absconded from probation since 2020 and has an outstanding arrest warrant from another police department. 5 G's he's out running around now. What the fuck is going on in the court system? This guy should be locked up. You know, the young bucks here, they read this today. They were fucking hot. Can't even say that kind of shit that they were saying. What should happen to this cat? We can't. We're a country that's not able to do what it needs to do. We talked about carjackings at the top of the show. We talk about this crime, that crime, women being fucking murdered and tortured. And they let these criminals back out on the street. We're largely have become very soft. And that's the way it is. When by doing something to protect the defenseless in this country, that will get you locked up. But setting a defenseless woman with a double pregnancy, that gets you freed. But if you stood up and did something to this fucking piece of shit, that would get you locked up. Oh, we don't tolerate vigilante justice, man. And you will feel the back end of a boogie whip from the judge. Understand? We don't need vigilantes. This is not. Are you Dirty Harry? But it's okay to fuck up anybody. Carjack, kill them, whatever. Right? Largely a country of people who are not willing to do what it takes to set things right. And therefore, they will continue as a country, as a society, to not only be off its axis, but no potential of finding its way back to a balance of nature. Simple as that. and we can dance around it all we fucking want. And we can send out press releases and play grab ass, play partisan politics with your tax dollars, etc. It's all part of it. There is no harmony. There is no balance.
People say, I'm for world peace. I want peace on earth.
Yet you're not willing to do a fucking thing about it when it comes down to it. But talk. Good luck with that. We're working on the next hot wire. It's going to be another good one. We just had one. We'll have a special episode tomorrow talking about mRNA stocks and talking about the stock market, a timely podcast. That'll be an extra supplement. We wanted to get it out today, but we held it back for strategic reasons. And so look for that as well. That's a fantastic interview with a guy who really knows his way around Wall Street, mover and shaker, and that's the kind of people I like to have on here, smart people that can help us become even smarter and more seasoned and understand that there's an entire different world here outside of the box, so to speak. Thanks for being here. We really appreciate it. Check out pain.tv. The young bucks say, I don't sell it enough. Okay. It sells itself. The people who come, they're not leaving. But if you're stupid, please don't come. And you probably have, if you're a cement head and you made it this far in the show, maybe there's hope for you. Most of the cement heads bail out after the first 20 minutes.
Get to the point. He's not saying anything. We're here for 3 fucking hours.
Fucking relax. I didn't even get warmed up till the first hour.
He didn't say anything in the first 5 minutes. This guy sucks.
Today's kids, I tell you, they're crazy. Take care. God bless you. Thank you.